I'll continue for a few minutes here. Concerning what began two Sundays ago of a thankful heart, can you please take that attitude throughout? Thankfulness. And that 1 Thessalonians again, chapter 5, 17 to 18, says, pray without ceasing. What is Pastor Gala talking about? Saying that you'll have exceeding great joy if you choose being thankful. You pray without ceasing. That's such a key. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for Christ Jesus in you. Let me say some things here, again, regarding thanksgiving. Thanksgiving removes your attention from the works of the enemy. It is a shift of focus. It's a shift of focus from pain, disappointment, etc., to the goodness of God. So do you want to see, to know that your life, there's a shift from complaining and all what you've gone through, disappointment? When you start giving thanks, you have shifted your focus. It's a shift of focus from the will of the enemy, from all the enemy has done, try to attack you and I, and into the will of God, focusing on what? Focusing on the Lord's goodness. Remember, I've kept saying over and over again, is when you are thankful, you're focusing on the goodness of God. In Genesis, talking about a shift of focus, in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, it talks about Joseph. He'd been sold by his brothers. You know the story, all the things that he went through. Those things that Joseph went through could have turned him to be a very bitter man. Do you know that? What about, it seems like you have all the promotion and the wife of the boss wants to sleep with you. And then you end up being in prison for something that you didn't do. And we don't see anywhere in the scripture saying that Joseph went telling all the prisoners that it's not true, it's not true, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. That woman is terrible, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. We don't see that anywhere in the scriptures, him saying so. That, those things, when they have been fashioned against you and I by the enemy, they're intended by the devil to crush us completely. But look at his statement there. In Genesis 50, verse 20 says, but as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Do you know what that turns a situation around? An attitude, a shift of focus. He wasn't looking at the brothers. Listen to this. God has never changed, church. He's the same. He's never changed. Look at this. I can see from that statement of Joseph and from the shifts that he went through in prison, different places, to the time that he came to the throne, I can see some attitudes there. One of them is the heart of forgiveness. God has never changed, church. If we had held on unforgiveness, because of the things that he was going through, knowing that it wasn't right for his brothers to sell him. It wasn't right for Potiphar's wife to act the way she acted and for him to end up in prison. If he could have held on unforgiveness, he could have never come to this place that he was at as a very senior person in Egypt. That's one of the things. And then the second thing, I want you to see that. Definitely, he focused on God. He focused on God. He gives a testimony to say, as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. He has turned around my situation. He focused on God. He had a shift of focus. And then that made a difference in his life. Where are you at during this Christmas season? Every one of us have gone through things. If none of us came from a perfect family, because all of us came from the Garden of Eden, from an imperfect family, Adam and Eve, every one of us was born in sin. But listen to this. We could have, you've gone through things. I've gone through things. But what does God expect from us is a change of, or a shift of focus. And a shift of focus, you start focusing on God's goodness. And what follows next is thankfulness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This was meant to destroy me. But here I am today. God, you meant it for good. You've turned it for my goodness. But what is it? It's not automatic, because there was a shift of this man to God. The Bible says in all what he was going through, I don't want to go so much the story of Joseph, but in all what he went through, he did this. The Bible says, for God was with him. We have such a wonderful promise. God himself saying in his word, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We are new covenant believers. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Be conscious of his presence. Be conscious of his goodness and start thanking him, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Be thankful to him. Listen to this. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Now listen to this. I may be following you, but if you don't pay attention to me, I may have all the answers to your questions. But if you don't pay attention to me, you will not see me. You will be seeing your big mountain. You'll be seeing insufficiency. You'll be seeing the atrocities of the enemy. But let me tell you something. It's a shift of focus to the goodness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. When you focus on God, you'll have every reason to thank him and rejoice no matter what you face. Every reason to thank him. Amen. You have every reason to thank him no matter what you face. In James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3 from the New Living Translation, it says, Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Oh, amen, now disappeared. When troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You believe the Holy Scriptures? Consider it an opportunity for great joy. Look at what follows. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So you don't go out saying, trouble come. There's a certain man, I think I see memes. He says what? I love trouble. I don't want peace. I'm not that man at all. So don't talk like that, Pastor. I've seen that. I don't want peace. And he causes trouble in wherever he go. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you don't go out looking for trouble. Listen, you don't have to look for them. The enemy, the devil is the enemy of your soul. He will try all the time to bring challenges over to you. But listen to this. Consider it an opportunity for great joy. Consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know, when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. Praise God. Did you see the connection of Pastor Carla's message about great joy and thankfulness? Do you notice how strong she looks? And young. Amen. That's amazing how God has helped her. You know, but that's... Again, don't forget this. When I had that in my spirit, I just brought a smile on my face. It's a shift of focus. It's a shift of focus. Be aware of what you're going to be focusing on during this Christmas. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, we read it last week from the Passion Translation. I want you to see something, which is the same word that she used, charis, for grace. Where you get the word charisma. But look at this. Why would I be thankful? Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift. This all is wrapped in Christ. Amen? As a love gift from our wonderful heavenly Father. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ. So don't look at yourself in your weaknesses or that you have. See yourself wrapped in Christ all the time. You are dead and your life is hidden with Christ in God. See yourself wrapped into Christ all the time, over and over again. This is why we celebrate him with all our hearts. Not amen, is you celebrate with all our hearts. Yeah, every spiritual blessing, the heavenly places. I keep looking at that. Look at what the word is, which goes next is, has already. You remember when I was lifting up that book? Huh? He didn't have to pay the, who was that? Who got it? Oh yeah, he's over there. He didn't have to pay the price. The price was already paid. It's time to take things from, just to receive them from the Lord, really. Amen? Really? It's time to do that over and over again and receive because of, look at this, he's lavished. I have a lavishing Father. Oh, he's good. Lavished. No day you'll go to him and he says, all things have been taken away. Brother, Dr. Jerry Savelli, so funny. He says when he started the ministry many years ago, the early 70s, he said at some point he thought like, I'm going to God. And I'm thinking, Dr. Oral Roberts have been there. Kenneth E. Hagin has been there. You know, all the men he knew, T.L. Osborne, to be known as men, great men and women of God, have been there. And you think like, and he said that, it appeared to me I'll go to God. And God says, oh, I've given all of it to Oral Roberts. I've given all of it to T.L. Osborne. I've given all of it to Kenneth E. Hagin. I don't think you have anything left. When he's talking about El Shaddai, listen, he has lavished us. Enough and more than enough for everyone. Come on, go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. From the Amplified Classic Version. 3:20. 3:20. 2:0 at the end. Ephesians. Now to him who by inconsequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think infinitely. Beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. And you're still seated. Have you really been lavished upon by a wonderful Father? All, church. All. I have to meditate on this over and over again. And believers, if you are not careful, you feel like you have read that before. Listen to this. It takes the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Constantly, you have to desire to receive revelation. He has lavished us. In Colossians 3:1, again talking about change of focus. Change of focus during this Christmas season. I remember the year 2000. During a Christmas season like this, I had no single coin. I was living in a slum. I was in a single room, had nothing, no money. I was used to spending time during Christmas with my family, traveling, you know, up country, down country, across the country. But I had nothing at all. I had not even food to eat. Let me tell you something, what I did. I took the scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, started focusing on the Word of God, and God spoke to me some things that have both have given so much fruit even until now. In fact, I remember it was the year 2000, during that time, in scarcity, insufficiency, but I chose to focus on the right thing, the Word of God. That's the time He spoke to me that I was going to get married to Tina. That time. But it didn't look like anything is good as was happening. He started showing me some things concerning my future during that time. I encourage you to focus on Him. Even if you're going to spend Christmas time in Maldives, focus. Are you going to Maldives? Focus on Him. Amen? Take your palm juice, not senior mnazi, unasikia? Talking about palm juice, sip it, sule mnazi wa kulewesha, okay? Atwinyu pombe sis. But take the palm drink, whatever it is, just enjoy focusing on Him. Look at Colossians 3:1, the Good News Translation. I like it, the Good News Translation. There's a word there I wanted to focus on, the Good News Translation. It says this, "For you have been raised to life with Christ. So set your hearts on the things that are in heaven, where Christ sits on His throne at the right side of God." Set what? Your hearts on the things that are in heaven. How do you do that? Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. It does what? It shifts your focus. And look at what follows next in verse 2. Keep your minds fixed. I like that. Keep your mind fixed on things there, not on things here on the earth. Keep your mind fixed. I remember thinking this manner in that year 2000, and other times I've thought in this manner. Whatever I haven't accomplished, I desire to have it accomplished, and I haven't. So for me to sit down and think about it until I'm agitated that it didn't happen, it's not going to help me, and I'm not helping my life either. I need to start thanking God and start fixing my mind on the things of God. I need to fix my mind on the Word of God. I need to fix my mind on things there, way in heaven, not on things on the earth. Heavenly perspective concerning things. Fix your mind on the reason for Christmas. Fix your mind when you are growing up. It used to be this way during Christmas season. You have to have a new dress or a new outfit. And you can end up thinking Christmas is about a new dress or Christmas is about going for a holiday. All of that is good. You understand this? But fix your mind on the reason for Christmas. This will bring you a heart filled with thanksgiving and joy. Very simple, church. But how many times we miss it? Very simple. This is basic. Even what Pastor Kala has taught, it's basic. But how many people get so frustrated because their focus was wrong? But when you fix your mind on the reason for Christmas, this will bring you a heart filled with thanksgiving and joy. The spirit of Christmas is the spirit of Christ. That's the true spirit of Christmas, is the spirit of Christ. Without Him being born, there's no reason to celebrate. The true spirit of Christmas is the spirit of Christ. And the person who can reveal to you the spirit of Christmas is the Holy Spirit. And the way to do it is to spend time in His Word and spend time being conscious of His presence all through church, all through during this season. And you'll find joy. You'll find peace. You will not look for people to send you a Merry Christmas text. And if they don't send you, get offended. You are the one who will be sowing because you have that spirit of Christmas. Spirit of Christmas is a spirit of generosity. Tell people, oh yeah, oh no one has sent me even SMS to wish me Merry Christmas. Have you sent any? It's the time when harvest. Have you sent any? Send many. You want many SMSs for Christmas? Come on, huh? Many wishes. Why don't you get all your phone book and send? You'll have some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. What about more money during Christmas? Why don't you send the money you have? Oh, that Miss Ruth only is the one who said yes. I said, what? What? So the spirit of Christmas is the spirit of Christ. Romans 14, 17. Listen to the Amplified Classic Version. After all, the kingdom of God is not a matter of getting the food. I love that. After all, the kingdom of God is not a matter of getting the food and drink one likes, but instead, it's righteousness, that state which makes a person acceptable to God. Hallelujah. And heart, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. I thought you were going to rejoice right there. After all that I've said, after all, the kingdom of God is not a matter of getting the food and drink one likes. It's not. It's food you enjoy eating and drink, enjoy, you know, drinking. You know, I'm talking about drinks, you understand? A sober spirit, okay? I was raised up in a different culture. Literally, it was so different because my dad was alcoholic and started drinking from, really, taking, not actual drinking, but it'll take, fathers, you really impact your children. Remember, he'll come with his Tusker Export, you know, the little ones. And then he'll drink, and of course, bottles. So I may go and pick up those bottles. So that's the spirit of alcoholism. And then he comes to some point, he gives a little bit, he's over Christmas. That's the transference of the spirit. And he came to a place that, as a teenager, I will then prepare to know that I'll save some money from where? I won't tell you from where. But save some money to get a drink. Parents set such a good example. And that alcoholism was taking me to hell quickly. The spirit of Christmas is the spirit of Christ. You focus on Him. After all, the kingdom of God is not a matter of getting the food and drink one likes, but He said it's righteousness, the state which makes a person acceptable to God, and heart, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Thanksgiving is a shift of focus from all what the world people see as being great to the very reason that He came and He's my Savior, He's my Redeemer. And what do? I'm thankful to Him for having redeemed me from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus Christ. Now I am thankful that I have been redeemed. I'm thankful that he's in me. I'm thankful that he saved me. I'm thankful that I have a future in front of me. I'm thankful that even things that I haven't seen them coming to pass yet, I'm still in his plan, and he's helping me. For he's the one who gives me strength day after day. I'm thankful because he is good to me, and his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. I'm thankful. Let the heaven hear my voice. I'm thankful for my redemption. I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for all you've done and your grace has lavished upon my life. I am thankful and I'm grateful because he's good to me and his mercy endures forever. Sure, I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Focus on him during this Christmas season. Whew, can I have you come up? Oh, man, I'm just thankful. I just felt that come from my spirit. Whew. Oh, mangeya stonjase demenda ngeando steration mande rande mengestayo. Gogole shte mande restaka. Stand up on your feet, please. Yende mangere shte mango shte branda mande ya. Yengele standangala stebostea. Nekangole standamandea. Landamandea stomangi andamanda stekela. Lokemandika dika store shebeke andamanda. Just lift up this voice, your voice in thanking him. Amandangea, lestengayando, goloshten mandere. Oh, Father, thank you. Gandamandere stedeke stadadaya. Oh, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thankful to you, Lord, for all what you've done. Thankful to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Galemande sekesa. Let the spirit of thankfulness to God just rise up within you to thank his holy name. La 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 basere de kange da bandase de bakoye de. Hallelujah. Sombre na menge da kangalanda manduro sereke sayeda. Sakeke sere sere bakada badasa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Gande sadandande da base de ke sadandaya. Gege rashte bandia. Grateful. 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 Grateful to you, Lord. Grateful to you, Lord. Sangeke dandasa. Sakeke da karada bako sede. Gengera standama ndasta ya da mandenge sere de kastara da badaya da kaka da mando sebeke sara da bakore de baste ke saya da kandeke re de basta kekeda. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Sure. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Just stay in that attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. You are Lord, are my strength, my shield. To you are Lord, may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone, you alone are my strength, my shield.
Lift
your hands to him and sing.
You
Thanksgiving and praise. All that men, natural men, fix their minds on is not the reason for which you came. You came for our liberty. You came for our deliverance. You came that we may be called by your name and to deliver us. So, Father, I'm praying and I'm releasing my faith in helping your people during this season, that there may be such a true spirit of gratitude towards you. Thanksgiving to you, Father, for this is your will for us in Christ Jesus. I bless your people. May this be, Father, the best Christmas ever into the lives of your people. I bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.